Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, August 17th. Tesla and its solar partners in Hawaii are helping the local population amid the devastating fires with interesting-looking makeshift Tesla Powerwall-based power stations. These stations seem to be consisting of two power walls and a solar inverter fitted onto a skid with some plywood. It'll provide 27 kilowatt-hours of energy capacity, and if connected to some solar panels, it can be charged back just by the sun. Tesla sent similar systems in Ukraine last year and even produced a video showing how to make it work. For Hawaii, SpaceX also confirmed that they sent hundreds of Starlink antennas and routers to keep locals connected to the internet amid the infrastructure being rebuilt. The state of Texas has officially approved an initiative that would force charging stations to be equipped with Tesla's NACS connector in order to get access to over $400 million in subsidies. This new requirement is a state requirement on top of the federal requirements, where the money's coming from, and that would include a requirement that the charging stations have to have CCS connectors. So, therefore, charging stations in the state of Texas will have to have both. The money will be granted and deployed over the next 5 years, and when this program is complete, we expect that the CCS-equipped vehicles will only be found at used car sections. Tesla is hiring to launch a new in-house Tesla rental program, with a pilot program coming to collision centers in Texas. Tesla doesn't explain the rental program in the job listing that we found, but it does note that there will be a pilot program in the collision center. Now, it's unclear if Tesla only plans to launch the rental program just for customers, or if this will be a program that has more broad availability. For years, Elon Musk has said that Tesla cars can eventually produce money for the owner. If that possibility became a reality, it leads me to wonder why Tesla would continue to sell cars instead of just keeping them to make money for themselves. Fisker has shared a few more details on its upcoming Alaska truck. It includes what they're calling the world's largest cup holder, because I know that's something that many people have been asking for. Now, during the initial debut, during the Product Vision Day, as they called it, we learned that the Fisker Alaska would offer between 230 and 340 miles of range, which is now confirmed to be with options of a 75 or 113 kilowatt-hour battery. We can also expect to see single and dual motor options and a 0 to 60 mile per hour acceleration time ranging between 3.9 and 7.2 seconds. Some of the new details are the total length of the truck, which is 17.4 feet. It'll also feature an insulated front trunk, which is quite interesting. For some more niche features, the Alaska truck has an interior roof band to hold a cowboy hat, a front passenger tray that can hold a tablet, and a very wide cup holder. That cup holder seems to be a large clamp that holds a big gulp, or maybe a big water bottle, and that's below the center screen. From the pictures, it looks like it would obstruct the view of the center screen, but for the front occupants, it probably won't. Fisker is aiming for a starting price of $45,000 before any eligible federal tax credits. However, with a very busy staff working on different projects, delays could erode that price target in years to come. As Jaguar revamps its lineup to prepare for the electric future, the I-Pace will reportedly be left behind. Jaguar's new CEO is taking the British luxury automaker in a different direction with its first next-generation EV, which is a four-door GT, due out in the year 2024. Jaguar Land Rover CEO Adrian Mardell confirmed to Autocar that the I-Pace will be discontinued before the company's relaunch in 2025. The new electric Jaguar Land Rover models will be based on the MLA platform, with the first Range Rover EV to launch in 2024. However, Mardell said that Jaguar needed its own dedicated platform to enable what they call exuberant proportions. The new platform does have a name or a parts code of JEA and must have some level of design or development underway combined with the timeline that they've already announced. Ford and SK, which is a Korean battery manufacturer, have announced a plan to build a new $1.2 billion battery cathode factory in Bécancour, Quebec, Canada. Cathode material production is currently extremely limited in North America, and this initiative is expected to help Ford stay on track with tax credit qualifications. They're planning to start production in the first half of 2026 and ramp up to production in 45,000 tons of CAM per year. The factory is being built in Quebec's Battery Valley, which has been named that because of the large number of investments in battery materials in the region. This coming from General Motors POSCO, Nemaska Lithium, Nuevo Graphite, and many more. Rivian's new dual-motor R1T and R1S have finally received the official EPA estimated range. The 2023 dual-motor Rivian R1T and S both earned 341 miles of range. With the added large battery pack, that goes to 352 miles of range. Now, this is actually an improvement over the more expensive quad-motor version, which received a score of 328. Now, for these less expensive dual-motor options, this is another great stat for an already impressive truck. The dual-motor performance offers 665 horsepower and 829 pound-feet of torque. This gives a 0 to 60 time in 3.5 seconds. From the first reactions, the performance model doesn't give up a whole lot of anything compared to the quad-motor version. Acura is now joining the electric vehicle fray, unveiling its ZDX crossover, complete with specs. With a 102 kilowatt-hour battery stated for a range of 325 miles, it'll have a starting MSRP in the $60,000 range. Acura says the charging rate of the ZDX can reach up to 190 kilowatts and replenish 81 miles of range in 10 minutes on a DC fast charge. Also, it will be available as a ZDX A-spec version, complete with a single and dual-motor powertrain option, as well as a dual-motor Type S trim. This one will have an estimated 500 horsepower. The S-trim version will also introduce the automaker's new Acura Watch 360 Plus system, which enables hands-free driving on up to 400,000 miles of compatible roads. That should be very fun to test out. For the sake of our listeners who don't have the privilege of seeing the exterior shots on screen, let me describe them. And I'm just going to level with you and say that this crossover looks like any other electric crossover of the day. It literally looks like all the popular or bland aspects of the competition has been blended together by artificial intelligence. The hood does look kind of long on the Acura, but other than that, if you took off the badge, I probably couldn't tell the difference between this and a Volkswagen or maybe a Ford product. In today's community comment found on YouTube, many of you largely agreed with my suspicious take on the Chinese Communist Party collecting data from Tesla's upcoming data center. Of course, what the CCP does with that is anyone's guess, but I've got one of my own, so here it is. I'm going to guess that after Tesla collects a lot of data, processes all of it, and after self-driving is more sellable on the mass market appeal, I think the Communist Party will then strike. They will either sell off or, at the very least, allow access to Tesla's work onto a local company in China, who will then surprisingly come out of nowhere with a duplicate version. With little else to gain from Tesla, the Communist Party can accept the risk of them leaving the country. Tech companies large and small have complained of Chinese intellectual property theft for many years, and even in my time in the electric bicycle industry, I saw a similar version of this, although the government was not involved at that small level. For the sake of Tesla, I think they will be burned by the Chinese Communist Party at some point, and I'm not talking about like a plant shutdown, I'm thinking about something big. The result will be Tesla having to compete with a monster of their own making to some degree. But that's my grim imagination on the subject. I want to know what you guys think. Or if you have another topic you'd like to discuss or see discussed on screen, you can leave that in the comment section as well. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.